I believe a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless the Teach Show, and let's see what God is doing today. Right, here we are on Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. I got a loaded show for you today talking about Biden's removal. You're going to get my opinion on how this will happen based upon the prophetic words, what I've studied for the last 6 years with multiple sources, including Q, as well as the massive research that I've done myself on creating these courses about what we need to do to fight this cabal. So the answer to how it will happen, it's going to be very similar to how I believe the entire fall of the cabal is going to happen. So we'll dig into that here in a bit. I want to get into some news first. Just wanted to say hi to some of the people that are online. Appreciate you coming on. Let me know where you guys are from. It's always fun to kind of dig into seeing where everybody is. We got Arizona is in the house backstage. We got Ohio in the house. We've got Tennessee on Facebook. We've got New Hampshire on Facebook. We've got Nova Scotia. Chesterfield, Virginia. How cool is this with everybody all over? We also often get people from Canada and Sweden and Australia, as well as in the UK. It's crazy. Colorado Springs on Rumble Rents. I see RJ. Thank you so much for all being here. Let's dig into this now. So if you look, I'm going to go over a few things on the Durham report and a few things before we get into the Biden's removal. More people will be entered on the broadcast by then. So, and then we'll dig into how I think that's going to happen. So here we go. The FBI offered to pay Steele $1 million for anti-Trump evidence. Paid possible Russian spy despite knowing his info was bad. So not only did they not supposed to be using Christopher Steele, they offered it $1 million. That's how corrupt this cabal is. And that's how what Juan O'Savin, who's coming on to the end of the month, will talk about things being captured operations. They captured, obviously, the intelligence agencies from the beginning as the secret societies and what I call the deep state, or you call the elites. But it's really these globalists, the Luciferian globalists who took over the intelligence agencies across the world. And then they had to go take over other things, especially the United States. It's taken several hundred years to do this. And that's when they eventually took over the judicial system, the legislative system, and the executive branch, right? And so all three branches of the government are captured operations now. That's why we need God. So even though there's a great number of powerful white hats, if you will, Trump and all the white hats across the world, we've lost in the natural. But when God is for us, who can be against us? That's why what we're going to see is really massive supernatural events, and everybody is going to know it's God, not man, that saved us. And so remember, if you're depending on Trump to save you, it's not going to happen, right? If you're dependent on white hats saving you, it's not going to happen. If you're dependent on all these movements and us getting involved at the local levels, yes, we need to do that. God wants his body involved to do that. But that's not going to be what saves us. What saves us is the Lord God Almighty, and it's going to be a supernatural heaven on earth experience. So I'll dig into that as we go forward. And part of this is because the FBI is a captured operation. We're going to dig into that a little bit. But this, the FBI had evidence that Denshenko was a Russian spy, and Denshenko could provide no evidence that Trump was tied to Russia. It paid Denshenko anyway to try to mount a flimsy case against Trump, the Durham report found. So as people start digging through this, you're going to find more and more that obviously Comey and Lisa Page and Strzok, Peter Strzok, all those guys were completely anti-Trump, Trump derangement syndrome people with massive power, right? And even when we replaced and fired most of those people, it's so deep and ugly, the swamp is. You've got Christopher Wray in there now and many others that are just not as bad probably because they're not directly linked and overt and they have to be a lot more careful. But the FBI is still a completely captured operation, and that's what this Durham report is showing. And we see by the way they're that they are persecuting January 6th and really other conservatives all over the world. The FBI is, I mean, all over the nation, the FBI is a captured operation in the United States. And so it used to be, again, started with the CIA, the intelligence agencies, but they've completely captured now the FBI. It has to be dismantled, and I think it will be soon. Peter Strzok says Durham investigation never should have taken place after being named in the report. Peter Strzok, who's a liar, he's having an adulterous affair with Lisa Page, and he's an anti-Trump a bigot. He's trying to protect Hillary Clinton and clearly shows himself to be a criminal, but he's whining about it, right? And you've got the mainstream media bringing him on and giving him a voice. This is just exposing the mainstream media like never before. So as more people wake up, and that's why the hope you have, a lot of this is God's way smarter than we are. The way we would try to handle this would backfire on us. The way God's doing it is going to backfire on the cabal. It's backfiring on the mainstream media, even though they think they still have their what Saul Alinsky would call useful idiots. That's the term he used. The useful idiots of the left that have been, you know, really are victims. I wouldn't call them idiots. I'd call them victims. These useful victims that have been the psyop of all this information coming around them, so that they, you know, from all seven mountains of cultural influence that we talked about, the arts and entertainment, the academia, obviously the media, just pounds them with a set of the 4 a.m. talking points, right? So it's a sophisticated psyop that's got our friends and family asleep and still have their goggles on, if you will. So we need these scales to be removed from their eyes, and we need to continue to pray for that daily. And God will use his body of Christ like never before if you just hang in there. This is not a time to be in despair. That's living by fear. It's living by sight of what the Babylonian cabal media and the psyops telling you. You got to come out of that and live by faith. And this faith versus sight is the way we actually tackle this and can have peace that transcends all understanding, as Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, despite the circumstances. Do not be anxious about anything, it says, right? But in every situation, it doesn't say some situations, every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And what happens? The peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So I encourage you today to not be in despair, to not fall into fear, not live by sight, live by faith, and understand that you can go through this wonderful time to be alive and see the fall of a 200 plus year old cabal here in the United States, really thousands of years if you go back to really these Greek gods. And just this statue of Daniel we were studying, right, all the way from the gold head of the Babylonian gods and those spirits, right, to the silver on the chest, all the way down to the Greek gods and to the Roman gods and spirits. All of those kingdoms are still alive through secret societies. But you know what? That stone that's cut by no human hand is going to hit that statue, and it's they're all going to turn to chaff and go away, and that stone is going to turn out to be a huge mountain as we go into the 1,000 years of the millennial kingdom. And so you can be happy, but I think there's going to be a prelude to that where we go through the great awakening that we're right in the middle of right now, soon to be the great exodus, and then the great harvest before all the revelation horrible 7 years of tribulation happens. So I did a whole teaching on it the last two Sundays. So go back to that if you've missed that. And as we dug into Daniel 2:7 and a little bit in Daniel 8, This mainstream media are enemies of the people, and they literally are protectors of this Luciferian pedophiles, right? So you got to understand that. We know that. Most of you listening to my voice already know that. But you can be in peace while you go through, because it's going to get worse, guys. It's going to get a lot worse until you shake up, and he's doing it, shaking it to help you wake up your loved ones, wake up your friends. So this deep, ugly stuff we're seeing is not necessarily for you. It's your job to stay in a peace that transcends all understanding, right? So here's another thing here with the 61 hacks who peddled Russian collusion and should never be trusted again. A lot of these people are talked about in the Durham report, right? So obviously got Christopher Steele on the top of the list. Again, he's MI6. So he has been in this corrupt captured operation in England for years. MI6 is the CIA of England, right? And he's an ex person. There's really, they say, once a spook, always a spook, right? These guys are always working clandestinely, and they have a career in clandestine stuff and working with this deep state cabal. You got Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, who worked with Hillary Clinton and pushed all this stuff. Bruce Orr, his wife, was working to peddle all this information through in the channels. He worked in the State Department. This goes on and on, but you got, obviously, I talked about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the ones that were text messaging each other and having affairs on each other's wives as they were trying to take Trump down. James Comey, probably the worst of the worst, in my opinion, head of the FBI, just a complete liar. Andrew McCabe, almost as bad. And you got this, all these other, you got the dossier courier with David Kramer, Harry Reid. He was a U.S. senator, just completely sold out to the cabal, and he was pushing this all through his channels, using his power as a senator. This goes on and on and on, but these are all the people that basically lied and tried to take Trump down before the election and continued it after the election all the way through his presidency. They were all liars. Jake Tapper of CNN, Brian Rokas, all these people were pushing Russian collusion meddling on and on and on. Many of them, Anna Navarro, still on The View. Right, acting like she's a Republican when she's not. You know, there's so many rhinos out there, Republican in name only. It's not just like Fox News is the rhino of news. If you're watching Fox News, you got to get off of it. It is completely controlled opposition. That's why they put a Hillary Clinton supporter in charge of the election desk in 2020. That's why they called Arizona before with only 1% of the vote in. They were being used with the cabal together. Robert Murdoch is an atheist that does not. He is not a supporter of our cause. You got Dan Rather, all these other people, Billy Crystal, all these people pushing the Russian narrative. These are people that we know forever they sold out. Now BuzzFeed's closing their news division. So there's tons of great stuff going on right now as we see. And, you know, people have been asking me, CNN's supposed to go bankrupt. When's that going to happen? Why is it still here? Well, we saw, if you watched the town hall or you heard reports in the town hall, Trump just shined to a leftist audience, right? So this whole campaign, and the reason Trump has to take some stances that are not in line with ours, such as the vaccine, right, is because they did such a great psyop, and the Rockefeller medical cartel did such a great job with all our doctors and all our nurses, that they trusted the CDC, they trust the WHO, they trust Fauci, right? And so that, and until if Trump came out anti-vax during that time period of trust, he would have been maligned. His job is to stay popular. So popular that he is now going to be eventually liked by these leftists, liked by these independents. There's gonna be some that will always be useful idiots, as Zelensky would say, that will never recover. Q said it was 4-6%. But the point is, if many, many of your friends and family are not beyond the scales coming off their eyes and actually seeing that Trump is going to be used by the Lord God Almighty in a mighty way. But Trump doesn't save us. Remember, that's not going to be what happens. What saves us is the Lord God Almighty, as we'll get into. That's the theme of today's broadcast, as you can tell. Consumer debt passes $17 trillion for the first time despite sliding in mortgage demand. So less people have mortgages, yet we're more in debt. Why is that? Well, because they're purposely destroying America, right? That's what the Biden's in there for, the Biden, right? He's a puppet president of the elites. But there's battles going on in the elites now, just like what God did in many times in the Bible, like in the Gideon instance, as well as the instance in 2 Chronicles, where the praise band was in front of the army, and they didn't even have to fight the battles. Gideon went there and they killed each other, right? And same within two Chronicles, the same thing happened. You see that they fought each other. So God's already starting them fighting together. Even the CCP is trying to take over all the elites, all the 13 bloodlines, elite family bloodline there. You know, demons are jealous of each other and they're fighting each other now. And so there's a battle to say, hey, Biden's given up America to destruction. We're going to divide it up. There's people already, even Russia and China, they're trying to get the land of Alaska. So they literally think that this country is dead, the elites do. And it's not going to work well for them. And part of it is getting us in massive debt, right? This is how they kill us with not only consumer debt, but obviously the country in debt. And they're doing this worldwide. This is not just an American phenomenon. This is part of the fiat banking cartel, right? We got the medical cartel, you got the banking cartel, and they all go up to the same evil Luciferian globalist. But good point is that they have now woken up a sleeping bear, you would say. I'd say that the Lion of Judah is actually he's heard our cries, and this is going to be an amazing time to be alive. But despite all, but what we do know is that you got to be smart. And we've been talking about prep, so hopefully you've already got, you know, we've had that preparewithrick.com forever, so I'm sure many of you got survival food, and you got the water purifier that works on gravity, right? All those things to prep for those type of things. I have just water distillers as well, so you're preparing physically, right? You got ammunition, you got guns. Hopefully most of you are prepared to protect yourself and your food, right? Because it's going to get rough here. But you also need to protect your assets. If you have any wealth at all and you don't have any precious metals, you really, really have a potential of missing out on something huge. And go back to yesterday, the beginning of the show, Kirk came on and talked about that. And I got him to speak to the derivatives. These are shorting derivatives. The banks are actually shorting silver and gold. They've been doing it for years. And they're going to continue to do it. And so if the Babylonian system stays intact, which it's not going to, but if it did theoretically, silver and gold would always be low because they're always going to suppress it. But what's happened to the banks? They're all collapsing. So this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. Now, the bad part is they're going to get rid of most of the smaller banks and roll them up to these big banks. But once the JP Morgans and the Bank of America are shorting these, the gold and silver go, what do you think is going to happen when the Babylonian system crashes? They can't short it anymore. So if there's not those massive amounts of shorts and derivatives that are out there, what's going to happen to silver and gold? So guys, this is not just an awesome way to think about having bartering if you have physical silver coins on hand, right? But also it's in the midst of hyperinflation, gold and silver is going to do extremely well. So in all the normal, even in the Babylonian system, it's going to do well, but it's never going to do great until what it crashes. And it's going to. We're seeing that happen. The prophets are talking about it. So what do you need to do? You need to get advice on how you can move your assets around and make sure precious metals is part of this. This is why I emphasize this nearly every show. You need to get a free consultation from Kirk. If you've only done one transaction and you have a bunch of other assets, especially if it's cash in the bank or stocks, are you kidding me, guys? And real estate's not liquid. You need to have liquidity as well as an upside, as well as the ability to, in an emergency, to be able to use things. Silver is an incredible way to think about that. Gold's too high a price compared to silver right now. So what I just look at the ratio, an historical ratio. This is why, again, I can't give you financial advice, but you can get it from Kirk. So you go to the link down below, is kirkelliottphd.com/b2t. Even if you don't have a lot of money, smart to get advice, right? And again, 401ks, IRAs, you can do things with those that are amazing now, and get them out of governmental type apparatuses as well. You can keep them in a governmental apparatus like IRA, but you got to really think through. This is not the time to delay. Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 weeks to get things moved, you guys. And I believe we're at the precipice. They talk about the precipice, right? And so once we get completely to that, and that banking system crashes, it's going to be too late. And if you're one day late, you've missed it, right? God's money is gold and silver. Think about that strategy. So again, I've got a little bit of stuff here on this page. You can fill out a little form here. It's much faster just to call him though and make sure you get prioritized by telling him Rick B2T sent you. So call Kirk, get your free consultation. It costs you nothing, just get smarter. 720-605-3900, and you get specific advice to your situation. That's 720-605-3900. I want to get into, Clay Clark was scheduled tonight, and he just got done with Miami, and there may be some scheduling conflict, so he might be on here, and we'll grab him for that half hour that we get him. But we may need to reschedule him based upon some things that are going on. But tomorrow, don't miss Matt and Joy Thayer. You will love this couple. They did the Trump I Know. They're directors in the art and entertainment industry. Beautiful video on Trump I Know. They're doing the Reawaken series videos and a bunch of other projects that are all about creating incredible entertainment in the arts and entertainment world. That's the same world that Mary Crowley's in, fighting. And she's got a new movie coming out on sex trafficking, one coming out on Lonnie Frisbee, the Jesus movement. And she's also just a prophetess. And again, all these people, you can be backstage. Right now, you can actually go create your free account. It's a pay-forward account. And you can be backstage with us on Zoom right now when Clay comes on, when Mary comes on, when the Thayer's on. Amanda's coming on the 24th. So we got two awesome prophets next week back-to-back. And Mary prophesies over. She looks at your picture if you have your camera on, and she'll literally prophesy over you specifically. It's a pretty cool experience, but you got to be backstage on, that'll be Tuesday the 23rd. Amanda comes the 24th. Juan O'Savin coming on the 30th. So we got a packed shows coming up here the rest of this month, so don't miss those. And here's Julie's prophetic word from this morning. A removal of the Biden is coming. And she's got many words on this. And Amanda's had a live word at the show in Miami. I put it on my Rumble channel, so don't miss that either. You can go watch just the 6.5 minute video of Amanda when she was on for 20 minutes, but I took the 6 minutes where the boom, she said, "Thus says the Lord," and you can just tell the Spirit just came through her, and God is speaking to us. And so I've got that for you as well. If Clay doesn't come on, I'm going to be playing that whole thing. And we'll dig into that. But I wanted to first go over this prophetic word this morning from Julie. Then we'll go over what I pulled onto Rumble right here with that live word that Amanda got. Again, that's on my Blessed Teach Show channel in Rumble. And it's like a 6 minute video, 6.5 minute video. It's amazing, guys. And it's consistent what they're talking about the what's happening in the White House and what's going to happen here. We're going to see glory like you would never believe. And if you missed when I read Julie's word from Friday on yesterday's show, Monday's show, make sure you go back to yesterday and see that. There's a segment there that I read about what we need to be doing, and it was very specific about how we can make sure we participate in this, in all parts of this, not just the great wealth transfer, but everything. I'm talking about the glory being, his glory being used in you specifically. And it talks about exactly what you need to do to make that happen. So don't miss that word from yesterday either. I had a little bit of a longer show yesterday because that was such a powerful word. So let's dig into this word from this morning. It says the removal of the Biden is coming. A removal in a way no one saw coming. A removal that will shock this nation. A removal that will heal a nation. A removal that will unite a nation. A removal that only I could do. A removal that will get the world's attention. A removal of all removals. A removal of an entire governmental body. A removal so great, it will shake the world. This removal will say to this world that justice is not dead, and liberty is not dead, and our God is not dead. A removal that will tear apart the globalists and destroy their reset. A removal that will bring life back into a dying country. I will bring freedom to a nation that has been held in captivity. For a nation to be reborn. For a soul of a nation is coming back to a life stronger than it was originally. This will bring revival and my glory into this nation that will spread to all nations around the world. My glory will be seen and experienced. As this is, if you think about how strong the United States was when it gave itself to God and they did basically a covenant with the Lord. It was a strong nation, right? It beat the world superpower. And to say that for a nation to be reborn, a soul of a nation is coming back to a life stronger than it was originally. Woo! That's the best is yet to come we've been talking about. This is the great exodus is about to come. In a great harvest. You're going to see a revival like never before. You're going to see glory like never before. As they are about ready to think they're putting the final nails in the coffin with this border and the Title 42, bringing in criminals right and left, bringing in, and if you looked at my Christy Hutcherson interview from this weekend in Miami, I put it up in my Rumble channel as well by itself. This is like, I think, a 7-minute interview. No, I'm sorry. It was like a 17-minute interview. They clearly are bringing in military assets, men from Iran that go to Venezuela, get a fake passport and come into the United States. So Iran's literally bringing their Revolutionary Guard, whatever, in. Same with the CCP. They're bringing military men, and they got tunnels to bring in dirty bombs and all kinds of things. So if it wasn't for the Lord, again, we've lost in the natural. So we have to pray for the safety of this country because they have the means to do massive, massive disaster on us. And so the time they are putting the nail in our coffin is the time when God is going to act. And we need to be ready for it. And he wants his body aligned with the head. Remember, Jesus is the head. We're the body. And our body is not been united at all. We're all arguing over theology. And the people are saying, oh, prophecy's not here. And healings and miracles also all happened back in the Old Testament. They don't happen anymore. That is just a lie. And that theology, which most mega churches have, has to be moved away from. We need to unite as a remnant on the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, and get ready. Do what I read yesterday on Julie's prophetic word, and be ready with both feet out of the world, into the faith that we were talking about, out of fear, out of sight. Don't listen to the prophets of Baal lying to you every single day, right? And get out of junk intel. And if you're trying to get to fourth and fifth density earth without Jesus, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. That is a silly, silly New Age concept that so many people in the Truth Movement have lost their mind to that, right? It's like this is the God of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you think you're going to get to heaven, get to some type of future earth without Jesus? It's just not going to happen. It's got to be the right Jesus. That's why I talk about the three big rocks. The right God, the right Jesus, and the right gospel. You can't get there with the wrong Jesus. You're not going to use Christ's consciousness to conquer this. No. You have to submit to the Lord and let his glory flow through you. It's going to be an exciting time. Don't let all this junk intel and all these other, I just call them New Age channels, and I'm sorry that I had a New Ager on my show for years. I tried to keep it away and had it backstage and was trying to reconcile it to the Bible. I thought I could turn that. It didn't work out. That's why we went two different directions, right? And so I just wanted to make sure everybody understands that Gene Deco's an awesome person. I love the guy, but he teaches non-biblical concepts, and he talks about Jesus, but it's the wrong Jesus. So be careful who you follow. This is an important time to be really careful who you follow. I'll bring freedom to a nation that has been held in captivity. For a nation to be reborn, we just read through that. Again, stronger than originally. Here we go. Lord, how can a removal do all this? It's not just one removal. Don't you remember? I didn't just take care of Pharaoh when he pursued my children. I took them all down at one time. But this is a time it will be greater than that. Just think about that. He took out the world superpower army, all of them. And he removed Pharaoh down to nothing. And he plundered them. They gave all their gold and silver and their garments and all the stuff and their cows and their assets. Get out of here, Israelis. Just get out after the 10 plagues. And then he still was dumb enough to go after them. But that's what the Lord's doing right now, is giving them arrogance and confidence. And their arrogance and confidence is going to remove them. And again, this is going to be the great exodus. A spiritual shaking and awakening will happen at the same time around the world. That's the great harvest. Don't get caught up in all the evil reports on how bad things may appear right now. That's living by sight. I have told you time and time again, all these things are temporary and it's all coming to an end. Again, are you going to believe the mainstream media or are you going to believe the prophets and what God's telling you through the Word of God? So hold on to me. Hold on to truth. Hold on to my words. Have faith in me more than what you see, living by sight. It's time to arise and walk by faith because the just shall live by faith. And it's that time now. It's time to rise higher than every situation, every circumstance in your life or what you are dealing with in your nations. Resist him, your adversary, and he must flee. Learn your authority in me that I have already given to you. It's time to arise, children of Almighty God, and be the light in this dark world, saith the Lord your Redeemer. Just an awesome word there, back to Biden's removal. I want to focus a little bit more on that as we go forward. When we get into Amanda's word, live word from the Friday in Miami when she was on stage, and you could just tell she fasted all day, by the way, because Gus and I spent a lot of time with her, and she prepared her body as a humble vessel, and she was speaking on all kinds of topics, including the evil in the White House, and then all of a sudden, boom, the Lord hits her with a word, and part of that word, see where I put that. Looks like I put it way over here. There it is. Had that in the wrong spot. There we go. So this is part of her word I'm going to read. I want you guys to hear it all if Clay is not able to make it. So it's 5:34 and he's not here, so we're probably safe to go through all this and we'll have Clay on at a later time. And those fools that sit in the White House, do not argue with a fool, says the Lord. Do not argue with a fool. I, the Lord, thy God, deal with them in due season, and they get their just wage for their sin. And that season is coming, says the Lord. The grace period is thinning, and it's thinning. And I, the Lord, thy God, am dealing with that in this hour. And I, the Lord, thy God, will give them their just portion for their sins, due in proportion on the scales of justice for their sins. For their scrolls have already gone out, says the Lord. They have gone out by my army. They are positioned in this nation, and says the Lord, thy God, this day, there'll be an event that happens that shakes it and begins to turn the breach, and you will see the change begin to come forth after that. Do not doubt this. Trust the Lord. There's two different prophetic words completely talking about Biden going down, in my opinion. That's really what this is saying, because it's talking about do not argue with a fool in the White House, right? Because that's what it is. It's a puppet presidency. We know that. And so we'll get to back to this Amanda word in a second. I first wanted to go through some of the other things that Julie said about Biden. And you see there's just all kinds of them. So I just searched on I pull all her videos and all Amanda's videos of where they're speaking to the Lord. I cut out anything before and after. It's just when the Lord is speaking through them, right? And you can search that. That's one of the things you get for free now in the pay forward model of Backstage. So once you go in there, you'll be able to get a Backstage pass. Boom, you can be in Zoom, but not only and you get access to all the recordings, you also get access to praise and prayer and being backstage during word and worship, asking questions, etc. But you also get access to Searchy. So I just searched on Biden removal, and you'll see there's tons of it came up. This is the page after page after page of prophecies talking about Biden and removal. Okay, so I just want to show you how many there are here. So obviously I can't cover all these, but you can actually look at these and do your own research and think for yourself. That's why I want to provide these tools to you. It's part of my ministry. Is number one is telling truth, and number two is equipping the saints, equipping you with information. Out of the junk intel, talking about fifth density earths and using Christ consciousness and trying to get to heaven by yourself, right? Or verse and all that junk intel about who's dead and who's not, right? And there's 1,500 clones walking around the earth and there's aliens all over the place. That is junk intel, guys. Just be careful. God does not want you focused on that right now. He wants you focused on His Word. He wants you to focus on your relationship with Him. He wants you to praise Him. He wants you to be learning about Him. He wants you focused on what the prophets are. He's telling the prophets. All right? Those are the things that we need to be focused on. So here's what the prophets are saying about Biden removal. It's almost all of this is Julie's, by the way. So this is 9:20, talking to another person who would never expect about to come out against the Biden. And Lord always tells her the Biden, because it's not Biden, right? Caskets in the White House. All look at some of all the other things. Talking about an actor is going to be exposed, all that type of stuff. But again, the question I'm answering is again Rick's opinion on how Biden's going to be removed. Right? It is not going to be impeachment. It is not going to be him being removed in 2024. It's going to happen before that, I believe. And it's going to happen in a dramatic, supernatural way where everyone knows it's God. Right? And they will say he's illegitimate and needs to be removed. This is when the cabal starts fighting each other. They're jealous gods, right? Jealous demons. Sorry, little g gods. And so they are fighting each other. The time has come for great removals to begin, saith the Lord. That was back on 9:20. Here's 8:2. Impeach, impeach, they will start to say. And some will start to shout the 25th Amendment. They are trying to remove the Biden without people knowing what was really going on with him. That's really not him, right? But it won't work. The world will know the full truth regarding the Biden, saith the Lord. So I believe he's going to be revealed, part of this, as an actor. And the sets they're making where they play like he's somewhere when he's not there is all going to be revealed as well. The removal of the Biden is coming, the removal, in a way no one saw coming. Now that was today. That's what I just read. That's 5:16. Here's another one. Obama's earpiece for the Biden. So that's going to be exposed, that he has an earpiece in that. Obama, that's why they call him, O'Biden a lot of times, because it's really him that's telling him what to say. But now he can't speak very well, so it's really, really hard. So yes, the Biden is a liar, an actor, a thief, and a cheater. He's a jackal. He's about to be brought down once and for all. Call for his removal now. Call for his exposure now. Do not wait. Do it now. Right, this is us doing our part, calling down this cabal, calling down specific people. We can call down George Soros. We can call down the World Economic Forum, or it's Charles Schwab and Noah Harari. Yuval Noah Harari, one of the most evil people out there in Israel, trying to rebel against Netanyahu right now. Call him down in your prayer life. And beyond that, started a whole puppet show. Biden's earpiece is being removed by me. You'll see this over and over again, where the Lord's saying it's going to be Him removing him, not the white hats, not Trump, not our exposure of voter fraud. All that's going to be pieces of it, I think, that God uses. But He wants His body to be aligned with the head, so He can use us to call this stuff down. Watch the Biden's next gaffes. And again, here it says, his days as a supposed leader are coming to an end in a way you would have never expected, because man is not removing him, I am. Here he is saying it again, right? Before I remove him, every eye will see him as his fall, and all the truth will be exposed on what was done to make your days in 2020. During this time, the Biden will be behind the supposedly presidential podium when his fake seal shall fall. Here it is. And I will remove these fixed sets. So they have these fixed sets acting like he's one place and not the other. They're pre-recording things because he can't get through a speech very well. All this stuff's happening. So if you ask me how is it going to happen, I believe it's going to be massive supernatural things. I believe there's going to be earthquakes and potentially these snowballs that are bigger than, these hail. That's bigger than snowballs they talked about, or bigger than softballs. And I believe a lot of that's going to happen in D.C. It might coincide with military action. Who knows? God doesn't need that, though. Don't lose hope and don't despair for what you see today. It will all be removed by my hand and these hours that are left in their power. A great fall is now taking place. Watch the headlines. So major ones are about to be announced regarding Joe Biden, Hunter, Kamala, Obama, Nancy, Chuck, and Mitch. Watch the walls have come down in my people and my report. So this just goes on and on. Guys, I could spend another half hour with you talking about that Biden is not in control. My hand is removing them all. So this is going to be God, not not, and now our actions are important. They want, he wants us involved, especially with our prayer life. I believe that prayer and getting close to him is way more important than getting involved at the local level. I know the Reawaken Tour would be mad for me saying that. Not that you shouldn't be involved at the local level, exposing fraud, understanding who you should be voting for, understanding, you know, people are running for office. That's awesome. But make sure you don't, do not do that if you don't have the time to be with God, right? So we have to carve stuff out of our life, get out of the world, get both feet out of the world, and really reprioritize our time, I believe, in getting ready for this great awakening and great exodus. If you want to be part of the glory in the great harvest. And I tell you what, that's what an exciting thing. I mean, how can you possibly not want to do that? Right? Let God use his glory through you. And being able to just bask and seeing and being participating in the great harvest. What a beautiful thing. That's why we're doing this class. It's not too late to do it. Just go to blessedteach.com and hit the training tab. We have a tonight that we're going to be reviewing module one. It's only about an hour and a half of self-paced time watching videos and going through some exercises a week. And you could catch up really easily. This is called the Impactor for Truth. And I think you'll really enjoy it. And the fall of the illegitimate governments. Here it is, the so-called Biden. The plan is to remove him and replace him with someone else. Early on, and we've been praying against this, they're going to try to get Obama in there for Biden. How in the world would they do that now with they lost Nancy Pelosi and all that? Because now the third in line behind Kamala is obviously a Republican. But they're trying to figure out how they're going to get their backs against the wall. They can't trust Biden. He can't speak. He doesn't know where to go half the time. They have to use different actors. And now, you know, what's going to happen to them? But God's using it to expose the puppet president so badly that more and more people every week want him gone, right? And more people are you know, that watched Trump on CNN as an example, more and more people are going, this Caitlin was sure horrible to him. So here it is. But anyway, I just wanted to let you guys go. Go to Searchy Tool. Just get your free Backstage Pass. Go to the Searchy Tool, right? And so just to show you where that is, I'm going to back up here out of this. And you'll see once you're in the Backstage, this is where you join us live on Zoom right here. If you miss something, you can have all the recordings. If you want to go to the Impactor class, you would just sign up here and go to the Impactor class here that I just talked about. That's just where we're training you how to wake up your family and friends without offending them, how to bond with them, how to know what your calling is, what your spiritual gifts are, and then become an impactor for truth, right? And then here's the Searchy. Searchy, you can search all the shows, and you know, obviously it has all the guests. It records every word we say, and then you can search on those words. So it's really cool, and it brings up the video right at that second. If you go to prophecies like this, then right here you would just type in, I've typed in Biden removal. You can type in anything you like, Biden removal, and that'll bring you up here. And then I was reading it, but you can actually just click on it and you will be able to see Julie or Amanda, whoever it is, reading that word at that
in front
second
of the world. Another person who you would never expect is about to come out against the Biden, and they will say he is illegitimate and needs to be removed. The time has come for great removals to begin, saith the Lord.
And that'll go on. That has a whole video here. That I did that day on 9/20/22, you can see up here, right? But the whole point is you can go through all these and find the actual video, the exact second when that was being discussed. That is a pretty cool technology. You can't get that in YouTube. You can't get that in Rumble. You can't get that anywhere. You only get that on Backstage. So come and join the family. It's the Backstage Ministry at blessedteach.com. Hit the Backstage tab. Sign up for your free account and come into the neighborhood as well, where we're getting together in Zoom groups, as well as replacing Facebook. You guys will love that platform as well. And that's what I'm showing you here. All this stuff is right in the, like here's my events page, that this is the neighborhood.social, which replaces Facebook. So basically you pretty much have all the functionality of Facebook on Patriot servers. So when the whole thing goes down, they can't take us down. And then also you have, a feed of information, you have groups, you have pages, and you've got quizzes and polls. You've got documents, blogs, and forums. You can put photos and videos and documents off of here. And then the events I was just showing you. You've got the store of all. This store, by the way, is where everybody that supports our broadcast and a bunch of great shopping you can do for all these different products, our gear, and all these different products that are supporters of our program and are just great Patriot companies. You want to buy from Patriot companies? I got over 30 of them. Yeah, there's Kirk Elliott, which I talked about, right? And Apricot Power for B-17 with Zach from the whistleblower from Google. He was talking about that when I interviewed him about how important B-17 is. Nessus Hemp. You got the all kinds of just great detox type things here. Things for pain and anxiety, all kinds of things. And women's, there's Charlize Beauty. So all that's in the store, but all this is in the neighborhood.social. So we got two platforms. We got this Backstage platform, which houses all this stuff and the Impactor course as well. And then you got the neighborhood.social where we socialize, just like in Facebook. You can actually chat with each other right here, and it comes up here just like Facebook Messenger, right? And a beautiful platform. Would love to have you there. If you want to be by other like-minded people, make sure you go to neighborhood.social. All right. I wanted to go back to now. Let's listen to this video. I'm going to stop it a few times. But this is Amanda when she's speaking live through the Lord from this weekend.
And the Lord thy God says this day, is my arm too short that it cannot save? Is my power too little that it cannot overcome? For you are an overcomer through Christ Jesus. I, the Lord thy God, am an ever-present help in times of trouble. And I am raising up Joshuas in this hour. Joshuas with boldness, warriors. Joshuas in the legal field. Joshuas with judges.
I want to back up right there. If you go to this, where I pulled this in, these are Amanda's words. So again, I put it in the searchy platform, and these are the exact words she just said there, right? And it's kind of cool. I am raising up Joshua's in this hour. Joshua's of boldness words. Joshua's in the legal field. Joshua's with judges, right? So how beautiful, because that's another captured operation I was talking about earlier, right? They've captured the executive branch, the legislative branch, and they also captured the judicial branch with so many dishonest judges. And those are going to be exposed. And but the ones that are righteous, such as Judge Thompson versus Judge Roberts, Roberts is going to be exposed, and Thompson is going to become the Chief Justice. I believe that's what's going to happen here. And again, it's kind of cool to see when you see multiple prophetic words coming together from different voices that don't listen to each other, right? They purposely try not to listen to each other as much as possible when you talk to them. But let's go back to I'm just going to back up a tiny bit.
I, the Lord thy God, am strategically in this hour raising this up so your hearts can be right for me. For I, the Lord thy God, desire to do a mighty work in your nation. And I have allowed some of these things to occur to expose the depths the enemy will go to steal from you the covenant you have made with me. For Israel cries out and the United States does not answer.
Isn't that amazing? So we have Israel crying out, right, and doesn't answer. I wanted to, and just look at this, but this is important though. When she says the depths, the reason why we're going through such pain right now, why? What's God doing? He's exposing the depths the enemy will go to steal from us. I just think that's incredibly vital time. So let's again. This is Amanda Grace live from this weekend when she got the word.
Israel cries out and the United States does not answer. That in this season must be reconciled, says the Lord. And I, the Lord thy God, will allow the chains to come for those that have attempted to bind those speaking truth. I will allow those chains to come for those who have done it, to come for those who have tried to destroy who I, the Lord, have raised up, who have tried to destroy what my desire is in this nation. This is about my desire, ultimately, said the Lord. Humble yourselves before me.
And again, if you want to listen to this whole thing uninterrupted, I put the whole thing on my Rumble channel. So just go to my Rumble channel, You can find this and play the whole 6.5 minutes without interruption. I just want to commentate a little bit on this based on my study of this. Again, this is just beautiful. This is about my desire, ultimately, says the Lord, right? That she just put through. I will allow those change to come for those who have done it. So basically, it's the days of Haman that we talk about, right? And so she's confirming almost everything that the other prophetic words are saying from Robin Bullock and Julie Green. They're very, very consistent. I love it when that happens. And it's really saying that the covenant you made for me, for Israel, cries out, and the United States does not answer. So this is where you can see just the puppet government doing everything against God, right? And this comes back to Psalm 2 that we studied this weekend on the word for word and worship. If you miss that, it's important teaching. Talks about exactly where in the Bible I think it's talking about. Almost everybody that talks about the timelines and studies Daniel, they're saying, hey, we're right now, the next thing is the rapture. The next thing is the tribulation. And I say, no. There's too much stuff in the Bible that has not been fulfilled, such as Psalm 2 and Isaiah 61, I believe, as I taught on Sunday, right? And so part of this is that we are in that season, that we are in the season where we are going to take over dominion of the earth, I believe. Again, read Psalm 2. The first part of it is exactly speaking out as the kings are rebelling against the Lord and they're coming after us like never before in history, right? They were creating chaos and all kinds of things with World War I, World War II, and all this. But now they're coming for us, his children, just like, again, in Exodus where the Pharaoh was coming after them at the Red Sea, right? But he's going to reconcile it, and there's many prophetic words from multiple that Israel and America are going to come together, right? Now the Lord God will allow the chains to come for those that have attempted to bind those speaking the truth. I will allow those chains to come for those who have done it, to come for those who have tried to destroy who I, the Lord, have raised up. That's us. He's raised us up for such a time as this. This is the time to really enjoy being that, even though they're going to come for us. If God is for us, who can be against us, right? They're trying to destroy this nation, the United States. But again, what's God's desire? He's got a covenant with us. Now she's going into humble yourself. This is an important part because this is us. He's talking to us right now. And back it up just a little bit. Here we go.
Now my desire ultimately, said the Lord, humble yourselves before me, O Peters. Humble yourself before me, Joshua's. Humble yourselves before me, those that hold the offices in the spirit. Humble yourselves to hear what I, the Lord thy God, want to say. Because through the noise, I, the Lord thy God, am taking the sword of the spirit. I am cutting through that noise. Let those who have ears to hear and eyes to see hear what the spirit has to say in this hour. Hear. Not hear the coiling serpents that blaspheme the name of the Lord across the airwaves. Not hear the seducing spirits that are lulling people into perversion and lies and blasphemous covenants. But hear what I, the Lord thy God, have to say. For I am raising up strongholds in this nation for the people of God to go to. I am bringing down the high places and I am raising up these towers for the people of God to stand on and cry out to the Lord in this nation. For I, the Lord thy God, will not be mocked. I will not be blasphemed without answering. Oh, they may call out and say there is no God, and this season they will learn there is Almighty God on the throne. His name is Adonai.
Woo! Is that powerful stuff or what? So they were blessed, all those that were in there. Again, this whole part I took as a paragraph, it's because it's to us, right? It's like, humble yourself before me, O Peters. Humble yourself before me, Joshua's, right? So that's us. That's what he's looking for. It's his remnant. So you can apply what he's saying to you. Humble yourselves before me, those that hold the office of the Spirit. Humble yourselves to hear what the Lord thy God wanted to say, because through the noise, I, the Lord thy God, am taking the sword of the Spirit. I am cutting through that noise. Let those who have ears to hear and eyes to see hear what the Spirit has to say this hour. This is so important. So this is what we're doing right now. We're hearing from Julie Green. We're hearing from Amanda Grace, right? We're studying things like we did on Sunday of Psalm 2 and Isaiah 61 and Daniel 7. So hear what the Lord's saying to us now. It's important. But not hear from what? That's all that. This is faith versus fear, faith versus sight. The sight is what? It's the coiling serpents that blasting the name of the Lord across the airwaves. It's clearly the mainstream media. So stop listening to this Fox News, please. Okay, they are just as bad as MSNBC, sometimes worse because they're wolves in sheep clothing, okay? Not hear the seducing spirits that are luring people into the perversion of lies and blasphemous covenants. A lot of this blasphemous covenants is the LGBT plus. They're actually trying to get to protecting pedophiles, like in Minnesota. They have a new, they're trying to get through their Congress, literally, where one of the protected groups would be pedophiles, not just transvestites, but also pedophiles. So that whole movement is leading us down the slippery slope to make blasphemous covenants. And these blasphemous lies, and this is where many of the churches are following right now, the physical churches, right, when they're letting letting all this come in, and it's accepted. It's okay to let those people come in and love them, but it's not okay to not tell them that that's the incorrect way to live. Right, and to make sure that they're coming in line with the biblical text. But here would I, the Lord thy God, have to say, for I am raising up strongholds in this nation for people of God to go to. I believe one of those strongholds, guys, is backstage in the neighborhood. I'm bringing down the high places, and I'm raising up those towers for the people of God to stand on and cry out to the Lord in this nation. So what we do with our groups, neighborhood groups. Just go to the neighborhood platform I was just showing you earlier, and you go in and you basically go to groups, and you go to the B2T Zoom active groups. They're meeting all during the week. We have one Wednesdays at 11 to 12 is God Squad, and you have Intimacy with the Holy Spirit at noon on Tuesday. You have PCR on Tuesday night tonight. We do that right after the show, and then we do it also on Thursday at 11 o'clock. Sunday at noon, growing in the fruits of the Spirit. Courts of Heaven, Friday CST. Friday, 3 p.m. CST. Prayer, share, care. This is all available to you. It's free, guys. Free platform, Facebook replacement. And we've spent a lot of time with beautiful leaders. Prayer, share, care, Sunday at 3 p.m. And Wednesday night, Gus teaches a Bible study. I also do some training on this platform. A Safe Place to Talk, which is the Truth Connectors, on noon on Saturday. This is one place you can actually get involved in fighting this battle with us. Okay? And again, this, I think, that is one of the strongholds in the nation he's building up for you. So you can cry to the Lord in this nation. It's going to be a tower for those people of God to stand on and cry out to the Lord in this nation. For I, the Lord thy God, will not be mocked and will not be blasphemed without answering. Oh, they may call out and say there is no God. In this season, they will learn there is Almighty God on the throne. His name is Adonai. King of kings and Lord of lords and Lord of hosts. And that's the kind of things where she continues. But beautiful. Guys, this is God speaking to us, I believe. All right? For this time and this hour. To go back to Amanda's word, I'll back up just a slight bit.
There is Almighty God on the throne. His name is Adonai. King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord of hosts. And I, the Lord thy God, am leading this army in this hour. And I, the Lord thy God, am making adjustments and repositioning where there has been error. I, the Lord thy God, am dealing with sins that happened long ago. And I am making corrections. And I am making adjustments. And there will be a hard adjustment that the whole nation will feel. And the awe of my mighty power will fall.
Just want to back up there. What? How's God going to remove Biden? The hard adjustment. I think it's going to be these hard adjustments. This is coming back in the line. This is God removing Biden, not man, right? And if we go back to a little bit of what she just talked about not being mocked, I am making the corrections, and I am making adjustments, and there will be a hard adjustment that the whole nation will feel, and the awe of my mighty power will fall. That right there is, to me, this great exodus that's going to happen, or it's a prelude to it, something real similar. There might be multiple small adjustments, because he does in this word say S, adjustments, not adjustment. But it's going to be really interesting to see this. And so we can. This is all the more reason to go back to yesterday's video and listen to the prophetic word of Julie that I read about how we need to get both feet out of the world. We had to be focused on him like never before. Shows you exactly how he wants you to be involved with him in this. Doesn't want you just watching, right? So let's continue with Amanda.
Feel, and the awe of my mighty power will fall. People will question, people will look. When this hard adjustment happens, it is coming. It is coming, says the Lord. And says the Lord thy...
Okay, now she goes to a different topic there. Just think about that, guys. It's coming. It's coming, says the Lord. So prepare. Prepare of everything you talked about. The food, obviously, the distilled water, all that type of stuff. Make sure you got to some precious metals. But more importantly, be with God. Faith, not fear. Faith, not sight. Take all the time you're spending in the world and all these junk intel sites. Stop following those, right? Especially the ones that are teaching New Age and how to ascend without Jesus. And get those out of your playlist, right? And spend more time in the Word of God. Spend more time praising in prayer with us, right? Spend more time in Zoom groups with other Christian patriots, praying for each other and preparing to help others, to pray for them. So now she goes into the last part. There's a couple more paragraphs here, and this is just an awesome word from Amanda. Let's continue.
My God, this day, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. Do not doubt my power in this hour. The enemy would love for you to think nothing more than this nation is totally lost. It may be on the cusp, but one word from me, says the Lord, turns it. One word turns your situation. One moment of favor can reverse a lifetime, says the Lord, of mistake, a lifetime of carnage, a lifetime of brokenness, burden, affliction, and chains. One word. Call on me for that. Seek me in this hour. Get your hearts right before me, says the Lord, for what I am about to do. For the people of this nation come unto me as a sheep come unto their shepherd. I am the good shepherd. And those fools that sit in a White House, do not argue with a fool, says the Lord. Do not argue with a fool. I, the Lord thy God, deal with them in due season, and they get their just wage for their sin. And that season is coming, says the Lord. The grace period is thinning, and I, the Lord thy God, am dealing with that in this hour. And I, the Lord thy God, will give them their just portion for their sins due, in proportion on the scales of justice for their sins. For their scrolls have already gone out, says the Lord. They have gone out by my army. They are positioned in this nation. And says the Lord thy God, this day there'll be an event that happens that shakes it and begins to turn the breach, and you will see change begin to come forth after that. Do not doubt. Trust in the Lord. Leadership, come under my yoke right now. I am calling to you. I am calling to you. I'm leaving the 99 to go after the one. Come under my yoke. I am raising the standard here. This is my standard, says the Lord. You will yield to my standard in this hour, and you will watch me do an incredible work in this nation. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name.
All right, that's the end of that. I wanted to run through the last part of that uninterrupted, because she basically takes these last two paragraphs and really hits some high points. But it's coming back to some of us, right, about making sure that we yield to him, right, including leadership. And a lot of us are in leadership roles in our lives in some ways, right? So I think he's talking about all of us, right? So do not doubt my power in this hour. The enemy would love for you to think nothing more that this nation is totally lost and may be on the cusp. And again, this comes down to how powerful the Lord is. Just remember, it took him one day, to the Red Sea. It took less than a day in Daniel's in the lion's den, right? It took less than a day during the fourth man in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? So God does amazing things that changes everything in very small periods of time. So prepare, right? Again, for this great change. Get your hearts right before me. This is vital. Guys, I think a lot of us need to just reprioritize the way we're using our time sometimes. And because if we really get to make sure we're calling on me for that, and I'm speaking to myself here too, call on me for that. Seek me in this hour. Get your heart right before me. Says the Lord, for I'm about to do for the people of this nation. So what if we're going to do that? He wants us for this moment to come. A lot of we have to wake up other people, right? That's why we're doing this course about it. Wake up people up without offending them. That's why we're making sure that you understand your authority in Christ and that you learn to pray with that power, right? But the most important thing you can do right now in these times is get your hearts right before the Lord, right? Seek him in this hour. Call on him. That's exactly what, here we have multiple prophets telling us very, very similar things. And it goes over all the Biden stuff, right? About the White House. Pretty cool. Don't argue with a fool. And those fools that sit in the White House, do not argue with a fool. So we can just pray this cabal down and see, we'll see the Biden fall. And I believe that's what's going to happen. It's going to be supernatural, literal, natural earthquakes, I believe. There's going to be all kinds of natural type of things happening. And there's going to be huge exposures as whistleblowers come out everywhere. And I think we'll get to learn all about the military tribunals that have been going on the last 5+ years. All right. Wanted to go over a bit more news, maybe do a quick teaching, and we'll wrap her up. And then we're going to go backstage where we will do Project Children Rescue. Okay. So don't miss that. This other sponsor is the Share Healthcare, guys. If you guys are paying too much for your insurance, which most people are, you pay like $2,000 which is sometimes very high deductibles, and they don't pay much. And so contract average is like 19% to 25%. They don't pay, right? In these contracts of what I call the cartel big pharma insurance, right? And so I completely got rid of mine, and I'm paying way less, right? You can see some of these prices here. $149 per month for a single person. Here's $239 a month here. Now you can, and again, these have different, there's different plans that you can get of what they cover, but they're designed to share. It's sharing, a Christian sharing program. There's a video here. I'm not gonna play that right now, but you can go see that. Go to sharehealthcare.com/RickB2T. Again, they put Rick in there for some reason, RickB2T. But that's what you do if you signed up for this as well. But I think you guys really enjoy exploring a different way of insurance, of doing something that I think is more of a godly way to do it. And again, there's a whole thing there on sharehealthcare.com/RickB2T. And you will, the link's down below in the video as well. I'll have, I think Thursday night is the experts coming in here. If you have any questions, then make sure you get those to us and we will answer them during here. Here's another person that talks about, we talked about the fake king in one of my shows. And here's a whole one that talks about this. So after all these years, Charles III isn't king of England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. He couldn't be thanks to the Norman settlement. Now, I haven't done research on the Norman settlement, but I thought this was an interesting read. I'll include this article in the show notes. Those of you who want to dig into it. Like his ancestors, he is limited to work as the Pope's overseer of the Commonwealth. So not only is he not king, he's a Protestant obligated to serve the Pope. Plus, he's a German who has just been crowned as a Roman emperor. So this says imperial crowns belong to emperors, not kings. The same kind of crown landed on the heads of Napoleon Bonaparte and Kaiser William II just prior to the demise of the respective empires. So this is, they said there's something about that we're going to find out that King Charles isn't even the rightful king. So this might come back to some of the confusions around, does he really have a crown that means anything? We couldn't possibly make this up. The situation and the failure of the British Crown to act upon Brexit and the failure of the former Queen's government to effectively monetize the British pound sterling, not that they could do that on their own, has led to a group of British landlords who have reclaimed their national political birthright to join our claim and act on the behalf of their lawful government. This goes on quite a bit. A lot of information about why King Charles is not, this does not really have the crown right now. So just interesting, that this article, somebody sent that to me. I thought that was worth putting in the show notes for you guys. Can you get free show notes? Just go to blessedteach.com, sign up on the front page. You'll get show notes sent to you every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of the week for the previous night's broadcast. Senate passes legislation to block DC's anti-cop law. So it's interesting. The Senate actually got some Democrats to vote against this. DC's trying to basically get rid of all law enforcement, and so that, I think part of that is so they can't as easily arrest all the cabal when it comes down to it. I don't know. But yeah, no, this is it's a sign that, well, at least we haven't gone completely crazy on some things. Kerry Lake scores a huge win as Arizona election case heads to court. Be praying for Kerry Lake. That goes to court tomorrow morning, I believe it is. And this is a mainstream media article. You can tell it's a Newsweek because it all calls her the failed candidate and all these adjectives that are normally used. The fact is that it's exposing signature verification problems. They rejected 7 of the 8 things, though. There's so much fraud in Arizona. It's not even, and this is just in your face. Crime that we went through with Kerry Lake. Here's a whole thing about somebody talking about the end of elections. It's a theory. I think it's wrong. It's basically to say they're going to steal the 2024 election and stuff, but it had some good stuff in here about Kerry. I thought it was kind of cool. Talking about Kerry Lake, right? Currently, technology employed by Trump and RNC cannot see any of it, as we proved in the Kerry Lake election. But it basically talks about how the only one that's standing up to all the other Republicans just give up. And Kerry Lake's fighting this all the way to the end, which is kind of exciting to see that happen. New York temporarily halts plan to house migrants in elementary school gym after backlash. So that's kind of interesting, too, that they were going to put migrants in an elementary gym and make your kids feel safe. So you can just see that the backlash, this was kind of one of the filled prophecy, because Julie was talking about the word backlash will be in the news for a surprising reason or something like that. But IRS removes investigative team from Hunter Biden probe in move whistleblower calls clearly retaliatory. So they literally, all these whistleblowers are coming out, and then the IRS removes its team that was showing that Hunter Biden escaped taxes. just with the deep state, they protect themselves, right? Entertainment lawyer Kevin Morris emerges as a major figure in Hunter Biden investigation. So these whistleblowers, one of them is this guy here. Kevin Morris, a Los Angeles entertainment lawyer, has emerged as the main character. He's the husband of Gabrielle Morgerman, one of the most powerful women in the entertainment industry. Morris is a legal heavyweight with tentacles in nearly every aspect of Hunter Biden's professional life. In 2022, news reports surfaced that Hunter Biden retained Morris to oversee his public relations and media strategy. So this guy is basically an insider that's turning on Hunter. So I think this is really going to happen. America's first legal release. New internal DHS documents revealing the government is funding training intended to target conservative Americans. We knew that. They're just targeting us all the time, right? So now we know the Department of Homeland Security is one of the many captured operations that are, you know, that are attacking conservatives. It's a detailed article. Don't have time to go over that. Just want to make sure you had that in the show notes as well. Here is Biden announced nomination, Dr. Monica Bettagnoli, as director of NIH, right? And what do we know about her? Well, from 2015 to 2021, she received more than 116 grants from Pfizer. This is a big game, this whole medical cartel, totaling $290 million. This amount made up 89% of her research grants, according to open payments. So who's that director of NIH? Somebody completely in bed with Pfizer, right? That's how they do it. That's why they this big pharma cartel needs to be exposed completely. We need to get rid of the medical cartel system. Soros-backed prosecutor dropped previous assault charges against a man arrested for attacking the Dem staffers with a bat. So basically this person, this crazy guy, well, a Soros-backed prosecutor That's what he's done. He's basically dropped these charges. So we have these people running the streets on purpose that they want to destroy our country with. And the last thing I want to do is just go over a quick teaching. What I'm going to do is bring up a PDF here and move from this Biden's removal subject and go into your calling. So I want to just talk about, how do you know what God's called you to, right? I want to help you through that a little bit. We'll talk about a little bit of scripture and we'll just talk about that. I'm going to put on some background music as we dig into this, right? Since this may be the most impactful lesson in the entire course. So this is a draft of some of the stuff material that I'm finalizing for the week four of the course we're going to be doing in Impactor. But I wanted to just kind of use this as part of the teaching here. And what we have is it really focuses on Ephesians 4:1-7. Real key passages of the Bible where it's talking about our calling. So what's your calling? Do you know what your calling is? If not, let me help you clarify that a little bit here in these next few minutes, okay? So Ephesians 4 talks about our calling. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, this is Paul talking, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling to which you have been called. So clearly we have a calling, right? With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's but one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. There it is, your call. Again, it's over and over here. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. So we all have gifts, right? So if you're taking the course, you're going to actually do spiritual gift assessments before this. Really understand what your gifts are. Pray for gifts you don't have or want to strengthen. But then we're going to get into your call, right? So I'm going to skip these pre-steps and really get into these calling steps now, time-wise here. So the first thing that you want to do is pray to get confirmation and clarity on your calling, your daily path, right? I don't want you to think about this calling being something, I am this and I need to get there. And once I get there, I'm there, right? It's your daily path. Right, God puts you on a daily path, and to stay on that path, you need to submit to Him and really pray to what He wants you to be doing each day. Right. So again, the book of Ephesians clearly states that we have a calling. We just read that. I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling to which you have been called. And I say, don't overcomplicate this. Your calling likely centers around what you are involved with already and are highly passionate about. So when you're thinking about this, when you're praying to the Lord about this, think about, what are you highly passionate about? What are you doing now in ministry or want to do in ministry, right? And it's likely going to be, obviously, aligned with your spiritual gifts. That's why we do the spiritual gift assessment in week three. Again, it's not too late to take this class, so go to blessedteach.com. Just go to the training tab. And it's a pay anything you want type pay forward thing. people are coming in for a little $7, right? So it's a four-week class. Well worth a couple grand. It would be in a college class, right? But I want to make sure this gets to everybody. But I want you to understand that you don't have to overcomplicate what your calling is. It's something that God's put in you as desire for, right? Something He's already gifted you with, most likely. It's a path where you submit daily to allow God to use the unique you. Because remember, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible tells us that, right? And he wants you to advance His kingdom using the gifts He's given you. So that's the first step in this, is just to pray about it. Pray about and get confirmation from the Lord and ask Him, God, what do you want me to do today? What's my calling? All right? And when I went through this process, I talked to you, I get blessed to teach because I get blessed when I'm teaching something. And so I realized, man, I haven't done a real good job of defining what my calling was. And I've done that now, and it's powerful. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited for you to do the same thing. Your calling will likely be related to your top spiritual gifts that you naturally enjoy. Review your spiritual gift assessment. So you can find those online. You can do it in this class as well. Or you are highly passionate about, review what gifts you've asked for. So in a previous model, I'll have you pray for gifts you want. If you don't have the gift of healing, you want it. Well, God loves to give His children His gifts. Pray for it as just one example, right? We also teach about how the higher gifts are what he and desire the greater gifts or the higher gifts, right, that Paul talks about. So I teach what those are as well. But take some time now to review and pray for your clarification. Document your thoughts on your calling. Update your profile and discuss your calling on neighborhood.social. That's where we're doing everything, right? So I would ask you to just kind of do that tonight. Think through what your calling is that Ephesians is talking about. What is your personal calling? Right? If you really want to get clarification, take the class. It's only about an hour and a half of self-paced material you can take anytime you want during the week. We'll be going over module one tonight, and module two and three over the next couple of weeks. So you have plenty of time to just dig in if you want to join the class. Again, go to the training tab at blessedteach.com. The second thing I talk about is submit your calling fully to God. So only God can continue to clarify your calling and make your path straight while our flesh and evil entities will continue to try to sidetrack you, right? That's what demons do. They whisper. They can whisper to Christians too, right? They're going to try to sidetrack you. Your flesh is going to try to sidetrack you too. The good news is that God will make your path straight if we submit all our ways to the Lord. Again, this Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, one of the memory verses. I think you'd love this. Yeah, most people know this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him or submit to him is what other translations say. And he will make your path straight and let him be the potter. I talk about this all the time. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands. In Isaiah 64:8. Submit all your ways to him and as clay and pray for clarity each day as you move forward on your path with your calling. How exciting it is when you see God use you as a vessel each day of your areas of gifting and passion. So I realize that my calling is to teach truth. And that's not just about the Bible. It's about Biden. It's about the world, right? And also to equip the saints. And that's really the roots I needed to get back to really make sure you guys can leverage this ministry to really become who God wants you to be, understanding your calling, right? So that you can, so men are worthy of the calling to which you have been called. That's my, so just pray about what that is for you. Again, I updated my mind and it was teacher of truth, equipper of saints, right? And that I need to focus on that and pray and make sure he makes my path straight each day in that calling, right? So that's what that second step is, submitting it to God. And then put on your armor of God and exercise your authority in your calling each day. So we talked about that in an earlier module. You'll have done it here. I talk about it all the time, right? And so it's very simple, asking for clarity on the path God wants you on this day and your calling. Submit all your ways to him and pray. Put on the full armor of God and move forward with the authority and power. So really your calling plus submission to God in that and put it on your armor, that equals authority and impact. If you want to have authority and impact in this world, understand what your calling is, right? Submit it to the Lord. Put on your armor of God. Amazing things will start to happen. Another thing that we talk about is authority of Christ, and there's a whole book on this right here called The Believer's Authority. It's a beautiful book by Kenneth Hagin. Right here, Kenneth E. Hagin, Believer's Authority. So there's another part of this course where I teach the summary of that. But here it's coming full circle on that. Once you know your calling, you've submitted, you have your armor on, you can use your authority to bind evil spirits and loose heaven on earth. As discussed in module one, which obviously in this course, your authority of Christ, you have the power over the demons that will want to sidetrack you and keep you from exercising your authority in your calling, right? They're going to try to completely keep you off of it. But put on the armor of God and bind the powers and demons in this world and move forward. So Matthew 18:18 says this, "Truly I say to you," this is Jesus speaking in red letters here, "whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." A lot of people get confused by those terms. Bind just means you're not allowing it, right? You're it's disallowed. And then loosing is allowing it, giving it authority, right? Also, we know from the book of Daniel that God will send angels if we ask. This is from Daniel, Daniel 10. Look what it says. "Then he," the angel, "said to me, 'Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, Your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. Look at that. Daniel prayed. Now he had to humble himself. We've been talking about that, right? Amanda's talked a lot about that too. Once you humble yourself. But what did the angel do? Well, he prayed to God, and what happened? Your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. You have to speak it. So bind or forbid, right? Bind is like forbidding. Forbid these demons to get in your way to your calling. And loose, allow, give authority to angels on your behalf each day. Right? Pretty quick little thing. And then this last part is understanding the body of Christ. So if you are in your calling, God's using you in your calling. You submitted to him. You have your armor of God on, right? You're binding the spirits in your flesh. You're loosing the angels to help you. You're going to be really impactful, right? But if you do it, but if you do it synergistically with the body of Christ, woo! It's going to be so much more powerful. So love and be in unity with the body of Christ. You are unique, fearfully and wonderfully made. And other believers in the body of Christ are unique as well. They have different gifts, callings, and personality types. We can do so much more working together instead of trying to do everything ourselves. That's what Ephesians 1, 4 through 3, right after it talks about your calling, what does it talk about? Remember, it says, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of your calling to which you've been called, with all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So you know what your calling is and you do it with others. This is not the time to be isolated. This is why we created the neighborhood, so you can come in and meet other people. Do Zoom meet all during the week at different times. It's convenient for you. This is why we created this class, the Impactor for Truth class, so you can meet other people and make sure you're working in your calling, in your spiritual gifting areas, submitted to God, put your armor on, and then do it with other people. If you are not already involved with other Christians or want to expand beyond your current involvement, consider how you can use the authority in your calling with other believers who understand their authority in Christ. Imagine the synergistic impact we will have. See the scriptures on the body of Christ following this worksheet. So I have a whole thing on the body of Christ and how important it is. But again, your authority and impact plus others' authority and impact equals maximum synergistic impact. Guys, get together with each other. This is going to be so fun as we go through this great harvest. He's going to empower each of us. Glory is going to be in us. He's going to his glory is going to show through us. So this is about this, just, and so I have an example of what I have in my profile. If you go to neighborhood.social and you look up Rick B2T, you'll see I say a servant leader with B2T Ministries. I talk about the personality type and spiritual gifts I have. At the end, I have my calling. My calling is a teacher of truth and an equipper of saints. Now that's me, because if you look at my gifts, like I'm really bad at certain things like hospitality and mercy and things like that. My wife's really strong at it, probably why we make a good team. Mine's knowledge and wisdom and all these other things, right? And teaching. And so I'm going to be used differently than my wife, right? And differently than you. And so what is your calling? Just document it, can do wonders. And then live in it and pray in it every day. And so then I have an example here. And again, you get this for as little as $7 for the whole course, the whole 4-week course that we're doing. You have access to all of this in PDFs online. So this will not be in the show notes because it's part of the course, but I'd encourage you to come and join the course. But here's a guideline for daily prayer, right? I start with thankfulness. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, right out of Psalm 118:24, right? And then submit to your calling. So you got to know what your calling is, obviously. So once you know what your calling is, then you can just pray, you, O Lord, are my God, and I am the clay. You are the potter. Make me the work of your hands, as if for me it would be a teacher of truth and an equipper of the saints. That's a personalized Isaiah 64:8 prayer, right? I trust you with all my heart and will not lean on my own understanding. I submit all my ways to you and make my path straight as a teacher of truth and equipper of the saints. Lead me and use me this day as a vessel to advance your kingdom. Right? So you can see I just took two verses and made it personal. And then putting on the full armor of God. I'm going to kind of skip this one because most people know how to do that. Put on the seven pieces of armor of God. and use your authority to bind evil spirits. And so I'd suggest this type of prayer. By the power of Jesus' name, the name above all names, I bind the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world that are trying to distract me from my calling, and I call in the help, the loosing of heaven on earth, including angels of all rankings and divisions, to keep me on the straight path of my calling of teaching truth and equipping the saints. Obviously, you'd replace your calling with what I'm saying here in each of these areas. And then the last thing I have is unity in body of Christ. Allow me to work with and love others in the body of Christ as I remain humble and help maintain unity of spirit in the bond of peace. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus. So something like this, you know, obviously justice to your style and other things you want to include in here. But this is a way to make sure that you're not only know your calling, you submit to your calling, you have the armor of God on, you're binding spirits and loosing angels for yourself, and you're in unity with the body of Christ as we do massive, awesome things together. So hope you enjoyed that. This is kind of a sneak peek at one of the lessons that we have in the Impactor for Truth course. Obviously, it helps a lot to make sure that you understand your personality type, which we do in Module 1, understand your authority in Christ, which is the end of Module 1, understanding how to wake your friends and family up, which is Module 2, understanding how to defend the reliability of the Bible in Module 3, and quickly and easily explain the Bible to your friends and family. And then in Module 4, we get into your spiritual gifts, and your gifts assessments, into your calling, and then how to exercise that authority together in an amazing way as we go to the great harvest. What an exciting time that is, huh? With that, I'm going to wrap her up here and say thank you for joining the show today. We are going to move right now into PCR, Project Children Rescue. Those of you who are in the class, Impactor for Truth, will have that starting at 7:30 p.m. CST to review Module 1. But even if you're listening to this tomorrow, it's easy to catch up. It's only an hour and a half of work. And we'll be reviewing Module 2 on Sunday night, so you have plenty of time to get through the two modules by Sunday night. Again, go to blessedteach.com and then go to the training tab. Also, I believe blessedteach.com/impactor works as well. Blessedteach.com, blessed2teach.com/impactor. Love to have you join us in this course. It's a beautiful time to understand what your calling is, get ready for the great harvest. And but first, we get to go through the great awakening and the great exodus. How excited is that? So this is the time to be prepared for that great harvest, right? And all right. And with that, we are going to move backstage to go into Project Children Rescue, which we do every Tuesday night and Thursday at 11 a.m. CST. Love you guys. And with that, remember, stay in faith, not fear. Faith, not sight. Get close to Him right now. This is the time. God bless. Talk to you soon.